Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer, another week as we extend our reach, if you will, through more radio stations carrying the program. And you can also listen to it at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. Each week I try to work in some of the news stories that have affected small farms, small farming enterprises around the country, as that's the focus. The American Family Farmer here is not aimed at big ag. It's aimed at some of the smaller farms like the one that I have here in Framingham, Massachusetts. My name is Doug Steffen. My farm is Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. Raise dairy animals with a focus on perhaps going back into the milking. I've been thinking more seriously about this lately because I've realized that with 30 cows, and I know a lot of you don't like the idea of raw milk, but I love the idea of raw milk because I grew up on it. And most of you, if you're not being hypocrites, you grew up on it as well, right? If you're on a dairy farm, you drank the milk that came from your cows before it was either processed on your farm or sent out to be processed at one of the, at that time they were more local than they are now. We have milk being hauled here in the Northeast from all over New York State, up into Massachusetts to be produced. And it's really, you know, they talk about the ads say, local milk from local farms, which is nonsense because there aren't that many local farms. We're down to fewer than 100 dairy farms in my state. How's it doing in your state? I think that there are a lot of different pressures that are brought to bear here. The news this week is about carbon footprint and what Congress is doing to reauthorize as part of the Farm Bill the carbon footprint focus, if you will. I was looking at the story of a fellow who's an organic milk producer in Madison. He's saying that in the interview that I saw, he hopes when lawmakers ramp up the debate that they take a closer look at conservation funding and where the money is actually going. And again, because there's so much abuse with these various programs, there are good things that could be developed for the smaller farmers, but the government has instituted there's a threshold that's the best way of putting it, and you can't get a biodigester, you can't get help unless you're at a certain size, which is the government encouraging you to get bigger and bigger and bigger, which a lot of farmers don't want to do. For a lot of reasons. So, the incentives program, which funds biodigesters, has been abused. The big factory farms have been converting money. You know, they've taken this and they've built their biodigesters and they've put it into another business that they own. It's okay, but it doesn't help the smaller farmer. My point here is with all these incentives programs, the big ag companies are getting all the benefit and the smaller farmers are not. And it's time that you went to your congressman, your senator, and said, look, all of these programs that are part of the Farm Bill are not benefiting the people who need them most. Most of the money has been tracked going to the big, huge agribusinesses that don't need it at all. It's a travesty, it's an outrage, and it's something that needs to be taken care of. I was also looking into checkoff dollars, the Dairy Good Dairy Management Program that's funded by the checkoff dollars that the people who buy our milk are paying for. There's a project that they've done identifying how consumers drink dairy and how they eat dairy and what it would take to expand or grow dairy production, focusing on the foods that people are interested in. So far in this country last year, the market size, the dairy market size was $59 billion. That deserves some attention, doesn't it? And a lot of the people who are small, mid-sized farmers are dissatisfied with what they are able to produce and where they are able to distribute. And frankly, the consumer doesn't like the choices that they have. According to this study, people don't like what they have. They would like to be able to have more drinks that had milk in them, real milk, chocolate milk, right? Ice cream that has perhaps probiotics in it, things that are yummy and good, raw milk, there's that. I don't know, is there ice cream around with probiotics? I think there probably is, right? I don't know whether there's stuff in chocolate milk that has plant sterols in it, but at any rate, they don't sound very appetizing. Anyway, what I'm looking at is a quote from Marla Burke, who's the Executive Vice President of Global Innovation at Dairy Management, Inc. The checkoff, they say, works with their company, which is a leader in health and wellness research, because they're taking the information, they're creating and producing products that people want. They surveyed 12,000 customers, and they've come up with some things that are directly related to dairy, that are directly related to milk, that are directly related to something healthy. I say and maintain that the only milk that is produced is in a mammary gland. If you're not getting a product from a mammary gland, it's not milk. And yet we have all these subsidies that are going to almonds and coconut and soy and all this other nonsense has nothing to do with what we're doing on our dairy farms. So let's see if we can change that. That's the idea behind this. There is demand by the public for different varieties of real milk. Matter of fact, I was talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who does one of the Good Day Health programs that I am able to produce along with this program. It's heard around the country pretty much every weekend. Most of the same stations that carry the American Family Farmer carry the Good Day Health program. And there is a real focus on real milk. That's what the public wants, and why it is that they don't have the ability to get it is strictly because of government interference, frankly. Get the government out of our business, and we'll do just fine. Whether that's realistic or not, I guess it makes, you know, the growth that the big ag companies have had with the help of the government, they can say one thing. But if you don't hold your congressman's feet to the fire, especially if you're in a dairy state or an ag state, and you're not getting what you want because they're sending all of the money to the big producers who don't need it, that's your fault. You need to get, you need to be more active, specifically help these products. Milk helps build muscle, promotes growth and development, and keeping your bones strong. So that's a great, you know, that's frankly a great sales tool that you can use. And the government is, you know, I don't know, I get tired of the government. And I bring these news stories in to the focus and then I tick myself off because, you know, but we need to talk about it because we need to know what's going on with our tax dollars and what the where the money's going from things like the dairy checkoff. All right, let's talk about, speaking of strong muscles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, strong body, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. They're having their best year ever. They've been around for 27 years, helping people lose weight the natural way. It's a movement that helps people get healthy, stay healthy, because once you lose the weight, you want to have it stay off, right? And that's, as much as anything else, where Calotren comes in. It does support your weight loss, but it also supports you in the process of keeping it off. Once you lose it, let's keep it off, right? This time of year, we're gaining maybe 10 pounds, 20 pounds, who knows? If you want to lose that weight or keep it from becoming a negative impact on your body and your health, then go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. See the story of what happens to Americans during the holidays. Maybe it's your story. And see how Americans are losing weight in a way that is fitting of their lifestyle. You don't have to go into crazy diets. You don't have to do things that change the way you live. But you do need to keep yourself healthy if you want to live a long and happy life. And that's where Calitrin comes in, frankly. So check out the success stories. Check out how it works. It's all natural. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back on the American Family Farmer to my focus on dairy, dairy. I saw something that's going on in Europe. You know, there's a lot of wasted milk every year because, you know, farmers overproduce. So there are people coming up with ideas to do something with milk. In the European Union, the waste has been turned into clothing. Yes, they're making clothing, fashion, textiles from milk. I don't know why we don't do that here. A significant proportion of food waste is dairy in England, and there are a lot of individuals and organizations that are taking this milk. Last year they took 1.7 million tons of milk that otherwise would be wasted, and they're turning this waste into a new material, into fiber that's spun and woven and used to make clothing and other textiles. Who would have thought that that would happen? But it is. So there's this new yarn, the fiber that's coming from a company in Switzerland. It sells milk fiber produced by manufacturers in Asia. The milk fiber is very smooth and soft, and so people love wearing clothing that is made of this close to the skin. Socks, underwear, that sort of thing. So how about we have something like this, something creative like this going on in America with our excess milk? Something certainly to think about in the idea department. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next here on the American Family Farmer, we meet Michael Francis. We're sort of focused on trees. He's got a nursery, a specialty nursery, and I think we ought to find out more about how it works. Maybe it'll work on your farm. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Oh. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This week's American Family Farmer Program, Doug Steffen with Michael Francis, who runs the Maple Ridge Nursery. And this nursery, Michael is a, well, I'm going to let you, Michael, tell your own story about how you got into this business, what you're growing, and how you not only grow, but how do you sell, how do you market, how do you exist, because this program, the American Family Farmer, is interested in helping people who may have land looking for ways of making more money, making it more productive, surviving better. So tell us your story, if you'll pardon the pun, from the ground up. How long have you been in the nursery business? Is it in your blood?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've basically been in the nursery business my entire life. My parents started a Japanese maple nursery about 30-something years ago. I've kind of just been grown up doing it. And so, yeah, right now it's a small family nursery just south of Atlanta. And we specialize in Japanese maples and kind of rare and unusual conifers. And we grow hundreds of different varieties of these Japanese maples and sell them all over the country.
So in terms of how you make this work, is the land most suitable? You're in an area in Georgia that has really well-reputed land. The land is good and healthy for all kinds of growing. Does it take special dirt, if you will, to grow the kind of trees you're growing at that nursery?
Well, the fortunate thing about Japanese maples is they're really suitable for all kinds of different climates. Pretty much just about anywhere in the country works well for them. Really, the only thing they need is well-drained soil. And so we get some of that here, and then we can kind of they're even adaptable to other soils as well. So and it can they're really hardy and good growing tree for any climate.
Yeah. So in terms of how you have decided to stay in this business, what other sorts of agricultural interest do you have? What does Michael Francis think of the first thing in the morning when he wakes up?
So I really eat, sleep, and breathe Japanese maples. That is my thing. growing up, we kind of grew other things as well, but I've really kind of niched down into this kind of specialty Japanese maple space. And we've kind of become one of the larger growers of Japanese maples in the country because of it.
Have you? Good for you. What's the definition of a conifer? Maple Ridge Nursery specializes in, according to your website, Japanese maples and conifers. What's that?
Mm-hmm. So conifer is really any kind of tree that bears cones. Typically, at least the ones that we grow are pretty much all evergreen species. And we also really steer towards the really kind of weird and unusual conifers, kind of things you don't find everywhere. So we grow like dwarf Japanese pines and different kinds of spruces that are just really unusual and kind of fit that kind of Japanese garden, Zen garden kind of style.
That's something that I'm interested in. I have a couple of Japanese maples on my property, actually a couple of properties that I have, and other things described as Japanese trees. I wonder what the significance is, that part of it. Is the Asian soils better for developing, or is just where these things have developed? We're talking to Michael Francis, who's from Maple Ridge Nursery, which is down in the Atlanta area, about this potential. Can you do this on your farm with some land you're not using? We continue on the American Family Farmer in a few moments.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure, as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. The New York Attorney General's case against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization for Financial Fraud is wrapping up. Attorney General Letitia James accuses them of inflating financial statements by billions of dollars. House Democrats say there are absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens. Good day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back at 34 after the hour, this is the weekend American Family Farmer program, not to be confused with other things that go on the Good Day program during the week. For those of you who hear the program in its entirety, you know that because of my love of farming, my involvement of being around cows all of my life, I devote a lot of my conversation, and people seem to like it, conversation about what goes on the farm, my farm, stories of my farm, and what goes on there. We have a food, farm, and family segment that appears on the program every day. You can go to foodfarmfamily.com and see how you can connect with that. Because a lot of people listen to this program, they aren't necessarily farmers, although the program is for the smaller family farmer, but also for people who use the products that are grown on the family farm. And I wonder how many of you, we're going back to Michael Francis, who's from Maple Ridge Nursery down in Atlanta. He's been in this his whole life. He's got a number of generations in his family that have been growing Japanese maples. So I guess I want to know more about the definition. Why are they called Japanese maples? And are the Japanese better at growing some types of things that you have on your nursery than other folks around the world?
Well, it's kind of funny because Japanese maples did originate in Japan, like 300-400 years ago. But they've kind of, in the last 100 years or so, they've kind of expanded throughout the globe, and to the point now where I'd imagine most of the varieties that are being introduced are actually introduced here in America. While they're native to Japan, they really grow in a ton of different climates. There's some that are, like I said, introduced in America. There's a big contingent coming out of the UK, some Korea. I mean, really all over the globe.
So do you have the ability, you're selling these things, I'm guessing, locally, but you also have, I would think, a national, an audience, for lack of a better, customer base, if you will. Do you ship these trees all around the country? And if so, how easy or hard is that to do? People go to your website, which is JapaneseMaplesAndConifers.com. Looks like they can order these trees to be delivered. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, we have had a longstanding market in the Atlanta area with people coming in to buy trees for a long time. But over the last several years, we've really developed our online presence and to where, yeah, we have a very large online Japanese maple store where you can shop from hundreds of different varieties of Japanese maples in basically a 1 gallon or a 3 gallon size, and we'll ship it directly to your door. And we've kind of developed this process over the last several years to where it's a very safe process for the tree. They handle the trip very well, and we really can do it 12 months out of the year.
Really? So, but you can't plant, you can't transplant these things in the north. The northern climes, the ground gets frozen. I guess my question, I've always wondered about this because I do a lot of transplantation on my farm. I'll find a tree that I want to put somewhere, and I basically go at it with a backhoe. I dig it up, get as big a ball as I can, transfer it to the other location. Sometimes it works wonderfully. Sometimes it doesn't, and I don't know what I'm doing right or what I'm doing wrong. I put some compost because we have a compost facility on my farm, so I take organic compost. I used to put manure in when I you transplant things, but I've found that that doesn't work. I guess it burns the roots. You think that good cow manure is great. Okay, let's use as much of that as possible, but apparently the trees don't like it. Is that true?
For Japanese maples, manure is a little too high in nitrogen for them.
Mm-hmm.
Too much nitrogen, burn a Japanese maple. They don't really like anything that's they get most of their nutrients just from regular soil and don't really need any too much additives. And as far as planting in like the wintertime, as long as the ground is not frozen, a Japanese maple can really be planted any time.
I think that's true of most anything, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not a seed, but a plant can be transplanted, and it'll survive if it gets a good start in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So just to bring us through, just for the heck of it, what you do, if somebody buys, let's say, I'm looking at, you got about a dozen or more of the different types of Japanese maples. So somebody orders them. They're not expensive. I'm surprised that they're as inexpensive as they are. So you buy a couple of these, you bring them home, you stick them in the ground, and so what do you do after that? I'm aiming this not only the discussion for the farmers who might want to come up with an idea, maybe, and they could be a sub. Maybe you have people around the country that might work with you or for you that you can help expand the viability of the farm. That's my job here, is to make farms more viable. But I would think that the sky's the limit when it comes to this. If you promote it properly and tell people how these things work, As I said, I got a couple of them on my property, and they were really easy to transplant, and they can get to be quite large, sort of spread out, right? Isn't that the attraction for the Japanese maples, that they're big and bushy and they're bright?
Well, yeah, so that's one of the great things about Japanese maples is, one, they're beautiful. Two, they're super easy. Like you said, once you get it, basically all you do is, you know, plant it, or you can even grow it in a pot. And as long as you give it kind of consistent water, that's really all you're going to have to do. Yeah, I mean, some grow big and bushy. Some stay really small. I mean, they can really grow anywhere from like 20 feet tall to 3 feet tall, and kind of everywhere in between, with all kind of different shapes, sizes, colors. Really versatile, really kind of, there's pretty much a Japanese maple for any kind of look you're going for.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for color. Frankly, that's what I think is great. But I also wonder how hard it would be for me to, you grow these things from seedlings. Do you ever transplant? Do you ever, in large numbers, let's say 100 or 200 of these, sell them to other farmers who could help you promote your own business in certain parts of the country?
Yeah, occasionally we'll sell to landscapers or other smaller nurseries kind of in the southeast, but for the most part, we are a retail nursery that sell to homeowners, or even with so many different varieties of Japanese maples, there's a lot of collectors that will collect the different kinds. And
really,
yeah, we have Facebook groups and stuff like that that like really gather people that collect hundreds of different kinds of them, and they're also really good for bonsai. So anyone that collects bonsai, really, they typically really like the Japanese maples as well.
What's bonsai for the unwashed?
Okay, so bonsai is basically any kind of tree that you keep in a pot throughout its lifetime. You can keep a tree much smaller by kind of keeping it in a pot and kind of grooming it in that way. And they can look really cool as they age.
Ah, that's very interesting. All right, so I'm finding this compelling, frankly. We continue with our discussion. We have some more time with Michael Francis from Maple Ridge Nursery. The website is JapaneseMaplesAndConifers.com. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with a reminder about how you can enjoy a couple of days in Las Vegas and not have to pay for a doggone thing. That's right. 541 Travel has cooperated with me, or I guess I've cooperated with them. We've joined forces to help people have a great time. All you have to do is call 800-419-3684. That's a special number devoted just to people who listen to the programs that I produce. So it's a Doug Steffen number, 800-419-DOUG. In fact, for two nights, 3 days, you could win a Las Vegas show as well. You could get tickets and go enjoy yourself there. You don't have to buy anything. All you have to do is call that number and be the first. And let's see, we have 10 operators. Every time I mention this number, 10 operators standing by. And so the first 10 that get in get taken care of right away. How about a free couple of days and a couple of nights in Vegas? Last-minute road trips? Yep. All welcome. See what you can get. Dial 800-419-3684. Get ready to go. Get ready to have fun. Get ready to eat to your heart's content. That's why I like going to Las Vegas. I like the buffets. 800-419-3684. Take a trip to Vegas and don't pay for the hotel. 800-419-3684. A couple of more minutes with Michael Francis from Maple Ridge Nursery down in Atlanta. They have 500 different varieties of Japanese maples. Did you even know there were 500 different varieties? I thought a Japanese maple was a Japanese maple was a Japanese maple, but apparently not. And so where do the seeds come from that you are planting seeds and growing the plants and the bushes and the trees? So where do the seeds come from?
So actually, the Japanese maple varieties are not grown from seeds. So we actually propagate them from grafting. So we will take a Japanese maple that is grown from seed, and then we'll take a cutting off of a named variety, and then we'll graft that onto the seedling, and that eventually becomes that named variety. Like a popular Japanese maple variety is called a blood good. So we'll take cuttings off of a known blood good and then graft it onto a seedling, and that creates new blood goods that we will then grow out and then eventually sell to our customers.
How many trees do you have that you take pieces off of? Tree.
So that's where we have the hundreds of different Japanese maple varieties that we kind of have planted in the garden or in containers that we're growing. I mean, one for their aesthetics, but then also for propagation uses as well. And when you take a clipping off of a tree, it usually grows back multiple times over the next growing season. So when you're taking the cuttings, it actually promotes extra growth, which is an added benefit as well.
Isn't that interesting how that isn't the way it is with a lot of different things, but now I'm seeing this how you know, hybridization comes. You get all these different varieties by mixing and matching. Well, I think that in looking at your website, JapaneseMaplesAndConifers.com, you certainly have a great variety. And for those of you who want to check it out more thoroughly, you can go to Facebook and find the Maple Ridge Nursery's Maple Maniacs there. Michael Francis, the chief maniac, somebody who's got a lot of imagination and a lot of courage, too. I hope that you continue to be successful, and perhaps we've given some ideas to some folks around the country as to what they can do, and maybe even there'll be people that want to buy things from you. Looks like something's fairly easy to do. Maple Ridge Nursery is our focus. Michael Francis here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Stephens Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, most of the commentators, most of the information on hormonal development out there, including Dr. Swan, recommend a Mediterranean diet for parents and growing children. And that is a diet that's based on organic fruit and vegetables, whole grains, wild fish, skinless poultry, nuts and seeds, and olive oil as the only fat. There's three important things that diet completely ignores. Three fundamental facts. Our bodies make sex hormones out of cholesterol. We know that cholesterol is the basis of hundreds of hormones in the body, but at least 30 of them that are involved with sexual development and sexual activity. And infants and toddlers do not make cholesterol. They have to get cholesterol from their diet. It takes until they're about a year to a year and a half old before they have the enzyme activity inside.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour now in the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen. This has been a very interesting in the variety in conversation. I try to kind of every week to kind of move things around and not have the same focus or the same type of focus. So maybe we spend a couple of weeks talking about, we had a Christmas tree grower on last week. This week, the Japanese maple person with ideas on what perhaps you may be doing. Even the hybrid, taking things that you're growing on your farm and getting different things. That's what happened in the apple business. It happened in the corn business. It happened most any. Well, look at some of the catalogs. I get four or five different catalogs about this time of year. They start coming for spring. You start looking at them, and you see this hybrid and that hybrid, whether it's fruit or vegetables or even trees like this. Some of the bigger catalogs have some trees in them, and it really is interesting to see how creative and imaginative these people are. So congratulations, good luck to that gentleman, and to you as well if you decide you want to do that. Let's go back to dairy. We were talking about that for the most part in the earlier segment of the program, the news segment, talking about what's going on in the farm bill and what maybe you should be trying to get promoted or put into the farm bill. One of the things that's, I think I said this briefly, but now as I'm thinking about it, I'm here in my opine segment. These are my thoughts on some of the issues of the day when it comes to the farming business and family farms. And so I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's a farmer in Pennsylvania. And we were talking about how big the farms have gotten. The ones around him average 1,300, 1,400 cows. And they get volume, so they make enough to, you know, put up new big buildings and drive decent trucks and that sort of thing. But he said to me he had a friend, and this was right, because I was talking to him about my having my dairy cows I used for raw milk a number of years ago. I sold 100 gallons of raw milk a day at $12 a gallon. And he said, you know, that reminds me of what somebody who was doing it in my neighborhood said the same thing. He can milk 30 cows and sell the raw milk and make more money than he could if he had 300 cows putting it in to the pool And that's true. Now, there are those things that you have to overcome, the hurdle of raw milk and how that has all been blemished unnecessarily, unjustifiably, uneducationally. The people who say raw milk is bad for you are so stupid. That's not the case. Bad, dirty raw milk is bad for you for sure, like bad, dirty anything that's grown on the farm. If it's not taken care of and cleaned and processed properly, sure, it's going to be bad for you. But when I was doing raw milk, it made me a better farmer. It made the cows healthier because you had standards that were above and beyond, mostly because of the fear that has been created around raw milk from incidents that have happened that were misconstrued, the news media happy to jump on some story and blow it out of proportion. So that's something to think about if your state has it legalized, and if your state doesn't, you ought to find out why and maybe do something about it. So I look at, the business decisions that are made on profitability, not necessarily on cash flow. There are a lot of people at these various universities, the land-grant universities, that are studying what it is that makes your farm healthy. That is, how do you make a profit? What's the model for making the profit? Well, the folks in New Zealand, in their dairy system, have a very interesting financial focus, if you will. The fellow that put this study together grew up on a 60-head Holstein dairy. What they did was market the milk. They got together, and four or five of them had a little processing plant, and they were selling. People want, especially after COVID, they will pay the price for good milk from good herds, and promoting the fact that you have a good herd. Keep your place clean and keep the cows clean. Keep it looking clean so that when people come, maybe you're selling milk at the farm, will be having a look around and say, wow, this is really a special place. And then that is, when it comes to the new model for farms, family farms, keeping them clean is something that didn't really happen much when we were kids, but they need to be cleaner now because the public is scrutinizing you more. And under the circumstances, if you keep it clean, have a good product, you'll make money even if you have fewer cows. That would be my suggestion for those of you who are interested in trying a new model for your family dairy farm. Try that. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.